I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Now to a coda to those $1,200 stimulus payments from the federal government. Parents were promised an additional $500 for each child, but many low-income parents never got that money. Now the IRS is giving them another chance to collect. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Nova, this is about claiming dependents.
Right. If you remember, David, in order to get stimulus checks out to people quickly, officials relied on recent tax filings and information the government already had about those getting federal benefits such as Social Security and disability payments. Well, for parents, it got a little more complicated. If you'd claimed dependents on your 2018 or 2019 tax returns, you got an additional $500 for each child. But a lot of low-income parents fell through the cracks because they didn't have to file tax returns. They weren't required to. Since these parents were getting federal benefits, they were told they'd get the stimulus checks automatically. They didn't have to do anything else. But then word came from the IRS saying, oh, you do have to tell us about your children for the additional $500 payments. And it gave just 2 days for parents to respond. Well, a lot of people missed the deadline, David, and they didn't get the additional money.
Well, 2 days. So a reset. Right. What's the new approach now for families to get the $500 for each dependent kid?
Indeed, it is a reset. The IRS is reopening registration on its website. Parents have to fill out information on what's called a non-filers tool. This is, again, for people who have not filed a tax return in 2019 or 2018. They have until the end of September to tell the IRS about their dependent children, and then the money will go out in mid-October. That's 6 months after the stimulus checks first went out, David.
All right, Nova, thank you.